The guidelines define which infants are at high, moderate, and low risk for developing a peanut allergy, and the best way to introduce peanut-containing foods based on that risk. Henry Ford Health System allergist Christian Nadjet
seems to be a window of opportunity that occurs between 6 months of age and 1 year of age.
However, Dr. Nadjet says it's important for parents to understand if a child's been diagnosed with a peanut allergy, it can't be reversed.
If the child has already demonstrated that they are in fact allergic to peanut, this new guideline does not suggest that we can desensitize to the peanuts. This is to prevent the development of a peanut allergy.